Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
Meseches Bava Basra, Daf Mem Vav. The Gemara is a hemshich to the sugya of Daf Mem Hei, where Rabba said on the din of Uman Ein Lechazaka that that's only if it was Masalei Be'edim. But if it was Masalei Shalai Be'edim, he's Nema to say Lekucha Hi Biyadi with a migu that he could have said Lehoyu Dvarim Me'olam. And Abaya argues, and Abaya says, even Be'edim, since he has a migu, he could have said, Echzarti Lecha, so Meili is Nehmet to say, Lekuchi Biyadi. And Hemshech HaGemara, it's Mavur, that they argue that according to Rabbah, HaMafkid is a Mafkid, a person who is Mafkid Be'edim, he have to be Machzirit Be'edim. And according to Abaya, you don't have to be Machzirit Be'edim. It comes out that according to Rabbah, when there are no Edim, the halacha is that an Uman is Nema to say Lekuchi Biyadi. And according to Abaya, the only time that you're not Nema is only when it's Ra'ah. But if it's Ra'ah, it will not help the fact that there is no Edim. On the bottom of the Gemara, Daf Mem Beis, the Gemara asks, Rava says, brings a raya to Rabbah. From the mission of Hanoisein Talisei Le'uman, if you give a talis to an Uman, and Uman says, Katshtaim Katzatzali, we made up to be paid two, V'aloim Reloi Katzatzli L'cho El Achas. The halacha is, Kozman Shatals Biad Uman, as long as the talis is Biad Uman, Al Balabai's Lovi Raya. And the Gemara questions, Echi Domi, Ida Ike Edim Lech Zedim Like Homri. It must be talking about there are no Edim Mesira, even though it was Ra'ah, the Rishban speaks out. Viktani Uman Mehem, and Uman is believed, Migudi Boy Omale Lukuchihi, Biyadi Mehem and Namiya Agre. So you see that a Uman is Neman, even though it's Ra'ah, as long as there are no Edim. So that's a Raya to Rabbah that it's totally in having Edim that he's a Uman or not. And the Gemara answers says, Loilan Deleka Edim. V'hu deloy ra'ah. We're talking about there's no Edim, and also was not ra'ah. And afterwards, the Gemara asked another kasha, Masar of Nachmi Yitzchak, Uman ein lechazaka? And the Gemara's medayik, Uman udein lechazaka, achi yesh lechazaka? And the Gemara says, hey, chidam, what's the case? Yidik Edim, achra ma yesh lechazaka? Why would somebody else have chazaka if we know how he received it? Elav deleke Edim, v'ketoni Uman ein lechazaka. So you see clearly that without Edim, an Uman does not have a chazaka because of ra'ah. Tiyuvta derabit tiyuvta. And the Rishbam and Tosis explain that we paskin lahalocha from this maskanas hasugya that a mafkid eitz b'chaver be'edim ain't sarach lahachzer le'edim, because you see Rabba was chayzer l'gabi abaya, and also we see that the halacha is that a uman is not neman to say l'kuchi b'yadi if it is ra'ah. If it's ra'ah, in other words, if you see the chayfetz by the uman, we assume that he got a b'teiras umnis, and he has no nemanas to say l'kuchihi biyadi. The Rif, when he brings the sugya, he says that chazino lahay ravisa, I see that the rabbanan paskin, that the rabba's nitoisiv, v'anan kashalon, and I have a problem with this. Hai svara, the harabba isle migui toisiv. I understand that when we made a pirchan rabba, that's only ligabi the halacha of migu. V'sal kalebit yuvta. So says the Rif, v'shamina, we see from over here, the hai dina de uman le'amina me migu. If we paskin like a baya, and we shlug up rabba, that means that we don't say a din migu by uman. Hilkach says the Rif, bein ra, bein loy ra, whether it was ra or not, he could have said he never got a b'teiras uman where there's no edim, or he could say hechzartiv loch when there were edim that he got it. So he says lekuchi biyadi is still not nemun because an uman is not nemun with a migu, and he's madchik what the gemara means when it says ra'ah. L'chayra comes out according to the shitas harif that the yisoid between the machlokes between Abai and Rabbo was a machlokes of whether or not a migu will help or will not help. That means Abaya argued in Rabbah only in din of migu. By Ra'ah he held, you're not nemun a migu of lahadam, but by a tain of lahadam itself, you would be nemun. Since halacha we paskin like Abaya, not like Rabbah, so therefore you don't say a din of migu by uman. The Balamar asks on the Rif, from the Gemara on the top of Memvav and Aleph, when the Gemara is madche, the Raya to Abaya, and says, Loi lo'elam deleke edim, v'hu deloi ra. It would seem clearly in the Gemara that when there's no edim, and there is no ra of the chefetz biyad ha'uman, that the uman would be nem with the migu. So how, even according to Abaya, And so how could the Rif say lahalacha that there's no nemanis of migu bichlal? Therefore, the Balamar learns in the Shitas of Rif that the Rif is maskim that when there's no edim and it's loy ra, then you are takin neman bimigu de lahadam. The Rif is only saying that when there's edim and it was loy ra, you're not nem with a migu vichzartiv, and when there's no edim and it was ra, you're not nem with a migu either. But when there's no edim at all and it was not ra, the Rif is maskim that a migu it helps for an uman. The Ramban asks that ein lechalik be migu le migu. How could the Balamar understand the Rif that there's a difference between one migu and another migu? What should be the nafkamina between the migu when it's loy ra and ain't leka edim, or if it was loy ra at all? Lecher, it should be no nafkamina. The Ramban himself argues on this pshat of the Balamar, and the Ramban learns in the pshat in the Rif that it's really takonas chazal in a uman. That means that the chazal misakein that uman cannot have a chazok at all. We cannot say amigu. Why? Because if you're not going to say that, no balabatim are going to want to give anything to an uman. So, and even the uman has what to gain, so that he should have business. And therefore, they were misakein that bichlal uman never has a migu to go ahead and claim that lekuchi biyadi. A second mahalach to explain the Shitas HaRif we find in the Tumim Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet Sivkat and Aleph. He explains that a migu does not help for an uman because it has a din of a migu lahoitzi. Why? Because since the cheskas ha'uman does not show that he is a bailin, the mele he doesn't even have a din muhzik. It's ke'ilu he's holding the chefetz for the marikama. And therefore, any tiny he would have, even with a migu, would be considered a migu lahaitzi the chayfitz from the chazaka of the marakama. The Tum himself says the same yisoid legabi goydreis, where he brings the shach that says that by goydreis, where there's no edim, that they you have a b'teiras she'elo, b'teiras schiris, and it was not rov, they don't know that you have the goydreis in your rishus, says the shach, then you're nemud a migu. And the Tumim argues and says, since the machzik is not called a muzik at all in Goydres, Goydres are in your rishus like they are in the rishus of the Bailam. They're not considered by you. Therefore, we will not say a migu to be mighty it from the cheskas marakama, because it's begather a migu lahaitzi. The MS, we find a lashon in the Shilti Gibayr Mishem Diri as that it also goes with this Havana. He says, Hoyl v'uman hu bekach, since he's a uman, hadover yodua shib umnis boli yodai. It's clear that it came to him b'teiras umnis, uch ilu yesh eidim bekach, as if there are eid that it's by you b'teiras umnis, vein nemana yidei mitoich, through amigu lahachish hadover yodua. So although the words of the Shiltev Gebayim Amayra ki'ilu, there's a hoichacha that you are not holding it for yourself and that it belongs to the marakama, but al kalpanim we do see that the yisayit of the holding of the uman is not for himself. His tfis is always for the bailim. The migash, the riaz is being meisiv. It's kilu. There's edim that is oichazay avur habailim, and that's why it's not nem with a migu. But al kapanim we see the same musig that the achiza of the uman in this chayfitz is litzerech habailim, and it's the becheskas habailim. If it's becheskas habailim, so then even a migu would not help because that we together a migu lahoitzi. Lefi this tumim, we can understand the Rif, that's why amigu does not help by an uman. What would be pshat in the Rishayim and the Rishbam that argue on the Rif and hold that according to Abaya with amigu yoneman, l'chayri should say it's amigu lahaitzi? This we could explain in one of two ways. Either the other Rishayim and the Rishbam would hold that the din of amigu lahaitzi is not totally in the din of maitzi mechavei of haraya, it's totally in the din of tofus. And the Rishbam holds that since the Oman, Lamais, is holding the Chayfitz, he's Tofus in the Tofus in the Chayfitz, it's a Migu Lahachzik. Or the Rishbam holds that according to Abaya, an Oman, Be'emes, has a Din Muchzik, because he's Tofus and his Tfisa gives him a Din Muchzik Mamish. The reason why he's not able to be Tayin, Lekuchi Biyodi, and Minem, and Negative Marakama is because it's Choser in his Eichocha of Achzukin Shbegamle Mechazkinon, because we say that he's holding a B'teiras Uman. But not that that's not Echsarin in Etzim Muchzokis. Etzim is a Muchzik, and the Muchzik really is Meir that he's the Bailin. It's just not enough in order to be Maitzi from the Marakama. Al kopanim lefida tumim's mahalach in the Rif, it's very geschmack the Loshna Mishnah, where the Mishnah puts together uman ein lechazaka together with shutfin and arisin, that all of them don't have a din chazaka, and migu also wouldn't help by an uman because it's a migu lahaitzi. But according to the Ramban's pshat in the Rif, that the reason why the Rif held you don't say a migu by an uman is because of takanas chazal, l'chair it's not shayach to the ikar din of the Mishnah. This is a special takanas chavim b'fnei atzma. It has nothing to do with oris and shutfin, which be'etzim ein lehem chazaka. It's all together the same halacha that they don't have a din chazaka. Chezkas uman is not a chazaka and it blibes a migu lahaitzi from the marakama. And a migul haitzi le'arminon, they're all the same halacha. Lefi this havana that we have in the Rif of the pida tumim, we can go on and mimaz maybe another sheet, important sheet rishayim in the sugya. The rimigash in the sugya, in the beginning of the sugya, brings two pirushim in the din of uman of what it means ika edim or leka edim. That a rabba said that when there are edim, then the uman is not neman to the kuchi biyadi, mashenk, and when there's no Aden, masla shleib Aden is neman. The first pshat that the Rimigash says is that Aden means that he was masa loib Aden. There's Aden that he was meiser, the chefetz to him, betairas uman. And when there's no Aden, that means he was not meiser, the chefetz to him, betairas uman, and that's why he's neman to say the kuchi biyadi with a migu that he could have said lahadam, meaning that he did not get it, betairas uman. The way Rishbam explains it, the way Tais explains it. The second pshat, says the Rimigash, is that Edim means Edim that he's a Marakama. In other words, Masalai Shaloi Be'edim means we have no idea that the Bailim, the Ma'ar over here, was a Marakama. There are no Edim that he was a Marakama. The first pshat is like all the Rishainim, that Edim means that he gave it over B'teras Umnis, and not Edim is didn't give it B'teras Umnis. According to the second pshat, it's a Pella. If there's no Aden that he's a Marakama, how could the Uman not be Nemot? So the Rimigash himself bavarns this, and the Rimigash says, a Loshin, that over here we do not say a Miguik, he says, Ika lemitva ma, kimin aleka Edim, since I know Edim, so why can't he just say, claim that it says, Amayin and Nemot? Well, Ika lemaimra migu. And then Meili asks, what's the chilik in Abaya between Ra and Loi Ra? So he says, Yesh Lahashiv, that even though Yochalaimra Nitva Me'oilin Asati, the Klumen's Didi, you have a Migu, but when it's Ra'a and it's Oidile, and the Nitva is Moida, that the Kli belongs to the Marakam originally, so then, Le'olim Koichel the Hai Migu, Kehechid Olim Echid the Ra. This Migu is not as strong as Loi Ra'a, and that's why if he says, Lekachti Vimcha, Einoi Neman. The words of the Migash are Ton Bir. What's the chilik? Wait, what do you mean that there's no chilik between Ra and Lai Ra? L'chaira, if there are no Ein that he was a Marek Hama, so then he has the Uman as a Pesh Osa Pesh Yitir. So why isn't he Neman Medin Pesh Osa Pesh Yitir? He's the one that's saying that there is a Marek Hama here, and he's saying also the Kuchi Biyadi. Why is he not Neman? And what's enough Gemina between Ra and Lai Ra? Now, Be'emes, even in the first Pirish of the Rimigash, from the Hemshech HaGemara, it's Muchach also that there's a chilik between Ra and Lai Ra. Because the Gemara had asked, Rav had asked from Naisin Talisa Le'uman, and he answered that by Ra, you don't say Amigu, and the Brice is talking about, we said in Tafa Menvav Men Aleph, Leke Eidim V'loi Ra. The Rimigash explains that according to Abaya, you're not Neman by Ra. Why? Because since Ra V'oidi Le'hanitva, that it came Le'ode, Le'olam Haimigu, like it's all in the Kayach of Hecha the Loi Ra. That means that even in the first Pirish, Le'chaira, according to Abaya, he's moida that you really have an emunah as a tain lekuchi biyadi mikara, and the machlokes in Abaya and Ravi is whether you have a migu in a case of ra, that by a ra the migu is a migu garua and it doesn't help. Mashein came by loy ra, the migu would help. Lechayr it's a pella. What's the chilik between ra and loy ra? Lechayr viter ra does not has a migu the same way loy ra has a migu. Why? How are we michal between ra and loy ra? Reb Nachum and other Achrayim want to suggest that possibly the Havana of the Rimigash is the same as the Havana of the Tumim in the Shita Sarif. Meaning, that Uman is Ein Lei Chazaka, that means that the Achiza of the Uman in the Chefetz is not an Achiza of Bailus. It's an Achiza for the Marakama. And like the Tumim said, the Uman is not Neman with the Migu because it's a Migu Lahaitzi. And we cannot compare it to Dvarim Asuin Lahash Lahaskir, where over there, Be'etzem, you are a muzik in the chayfitz. It's just that since there is a zaitiga haychacha that probably you're holding a b'tayras she'elo, b'tayras schiris, and mela yochazaka can't paskin that the chayfitz is yours and be nevin against the marakama. But uman, the etzim tfisa is not a tfisa of bailus. The etzim tfisa is a tfisa for the marakama. Evan Ozel speaks out in Perches Milchus Toyin Venitin Halacha Zayin that uman ein lechazaka, it's kiilu hey menachin mishus harabim. That means the achiza of the uman and the chayfitz, it's not achiza of bailus. If it's not an achiza of bailus, and so vait that the tumim etzep shat in the rif that the blives a migul ahaytzi. So we can also explain the Rimigash like that and say that that is the chila between Ra and Loi Ra. That if it's Ra, so now with being done on the Etzim Chayfetz as it belonging to the Marakama, when you were made the Chayfetz came to your Rishus B'Teras Umnis, and your Achiza and the Chayfetz, not Achiza at all for yourself, it's Achiza for the Marakama. The Marakama is the Mochzik. Memeli, you're not Nemetim, Maitzim Yoda, even Aide Migu. It's a Migu Lahaitzi. And that's what the Remigash meant, that by Ra, it's not a good migu. Mashenkin, by Loi Ra, where there's no Marakam on the Chayfetz, and we're being done, Stam a Tviya on a Chayfetz, but not the Etzim Chayfetz, not Lefaneinu, the Marakam is just being Tevei a Kalev, and Nidin is to Pata the Uman from the Tviya. Over here, the Uman is Nemo a migu to Misalik the Tviya of the Marakama, and it's not like a migu Lahoitzi, because it's not, we're not being done on the Etzim Chayfetz. We're not being done on the Etzim Chayfetz, so the migu is not going against the Marakama. So Mela, Yutaka would be able to be Neman. And the Fizet's also Miyushiv, the Kash that we asked, that why aren't you Neman if you're the second Pshat of the Rimigash, that without Eidim means there's no Eidim as a Marakama, why aren't you Neman Al-Sapesha'as, Pesha'itir? We could say that the din of a Pesha'as, Pesha'itir only helps in something where it's Shaykh Muchzakis. That means Lafi, the Tain of the Machzik, you're a Muchzik, and the Karka, let's say, is not the Cheskes Marakama. But by an Uman, which we're explaining, that is Mufka from a Tfisa, his own din Muchzakis, that the whole Chazaka in the Chayfetz is Avur Habailim. So in Mela, it's not Shaykh to say a Pesha'as, Pesha'itir, because even Lafi Tanosa, the Marakama is a Muchzik. In Mela, Avada will give the Mammon back to the Marakama, and you can't be Moitzi even with what would be considered normally a Pesha Aser, because over here you're not a Muzik Bechlal in the Chayfetz. And this would be a Shtikla Havana in the words of the Rimigash. In summary, we use the Yisayit of the Tumim that Uman is considered like a Maitzi, because he's holding the Chayfetz for the Bal Habayis, for the Marakama, to explain the Shita Sarif, that Amigo according to Habayis does not help because it's Amigo Lahaitzi, and to explain the Shita of the Rimigash. Maybe we could use this Yisoid a little further to explain a Shver Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara in Daf Mem Vav says on the Braisa, Moser Nach B'Yitzchok, Umen Ein Lechazaka. The Gemara is Medayik, Umen Dun Ein Lechazaka, Ach Yesh Lechazaka. The Gemara is Eichi Domi, Idike Eidim, Amay Yesh Lechazaka. El Alav, Delek Eidim. There are no Eidim. And Ketani, Umen Ein Lechazaka. So the receiving the Maskanas HaGemara, it's mavur that anybody who sees be'edim that Reuven is mafkir a chayfetz to get to Shimon, and you also see the chayfetz be'yodai, avadi na nema to say that you bought it, went back and rebought it from the bailim. That means if there's edim and it's ra, avadi there's no din cheskas metaltlin. And this is the shita l'chayra of all the rishayim. But the Ramban and the Ran bring rishis Rabbeinu Tam that the halacha is that even though there are edim and it was ra, the Muchzik is nema to say chazarti v'lokachti mimcha. And that the Rav Nachman Yitzchak asked and on Rabba that if there's Edim, why yesh lechazaka? That's only for the hava mina of Rabba that if there are Edim v'loi ro, is you're not nevun. But the maskana of Rabba that even if there are Edim and it was ro, then you're nema to say chazarti v'lokachti. So then over here also you're nema to say taka chazarti v'lokachti. You're taka nema. And the Tosfos Batzim brings this Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, near the ri, me'oid rochik, I came like a savtiv. We'll see that the Ramban and the Ran are matmi on Rabbeinu Tam. How could you be nemo to be tain, chazarti v'lekachti? L'chayra, even in Dvar Masuin, l'hashul, l'haskir, you're not nemo and you don't have a cheses metaltlin. Kolshkein v'mokim, that would your dua that he gave it to you. B'teiras she'elo, or b'teiras chiris, or b'teiras umnis. You got a b'teira so uman avadi na nemen to say lokachti, and how could you now be nemen to say chazarti v'lokachti? That's one shayla the Rishonim ask. A second shayla the Rishonim ask is, why did Rabbeinu Tam say that it's totally in the Havamina and Maskana of Rabba? L'chayr, the Shak V'tari and Rabba is legabi the din of mafkei etz chaver be'edim if tzarech lahachzir be'edim or ain't tzarech lahachzir be'edim. Originally, Rabba held that a mafkei etz chaver be'edim, you have to return it be'edim. Rabba was chayzer, and he said a mafkei etz chaver be'edim ain't tzarech lahachzir be'edim. But over here, you're not tining that you're machzir. You're tining that the chayfet's still by you. You're just tining that chazar v'konoi, that chazar tiv l'kachti mimcho. So what's the shaykhis bechlal to that, that Rabbi was chayzer and said that ain't tzarech l'hachzer be'edim? That's not the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. The chiddush Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that you never to say chazar tiv l'kachti. It has nothing to do with whether I can say chazar tiv or not. I'm you're masking that you have it, and you're claiming that you went back and you bought it. Now it's the kuchi biyodi. Originally it came to you b'tayras uman, and now you were chazarti v'lokachti. So what's in the gay that Rabba was chayze and Rabba says that there's no din of tzarech lahachzir be'edim, and the male is not afkamina. If you gave it be'edim, you could still say you're chazartiv, and the whole chilik is whether it's raw or not raw. What does that have to do with the fact that you could say now chazarti v'lokachti? L'chayra, it's mukhin Rabbeinu Tam that the Yisoyed and the Geder of Ches Metalton is not Stam O'Hechocho. L'achzukin Shbegam V'leim B'chazkinon, and in the case of Dvar Masuin L'hash L'askir, there's no Hechocho B'chlal. That's not the Yisoyed, because if that would be true, so L'chayr, we know that you got a B'teras Uman, or B'teras She'el, or B'teras Chiris, Avadi Yikep Inema, to say L'kuchi B'yodi. Now the pshat is that the din of Ches Metalton is because you are a Muchzik. If you're a Muchzik, then we say that you're able to be Maitzif in Marakama. You have to have that there should be at least a suffix. It can't be a choch fakert. That's the achzuk yinj v'gamloi mechazginon makes a suffix, and then we give it to you, b'teres muzik. You are now muzik on the chayfitz. So why is uman ein lechazaka? Because uman is not called a muzik at all. Where toilim, the stomach came to b'teres umnis, and he's machzik it for the bailim. Mamish like the way the tum understood that by an uman, he's not even there with a migu, because a migu lahoitzi. And if he's not a muzik, he's holding it for the bailim. So then, that's why they can't say the kuchi biyadi. By dvarma suin lahashil l'haskir, mistamad abaylam also lent it to. Also, you machzik it avur the baylam. The dvar, because you're holding it b'tayrus sheila. But a chayfitz which is not osi lahashil, let's say there would be aiden that he lent it to him. L'maisi, it's still taina that you return to the baylam and you rebought it. Why? Because the yisayin hadavar that you don't, the avcheses metaltan is not just the haychacha. It's the fact that you're a muzik. That's the din. The mele, if it's a chavitz that's not osi lahashil, if it's not usually lent out, it's shayach to be considered a mugzik on that chavitz. So even if there are eden that he lent it to him, but he could say, I returned to the bayom and I rebought it. Why? Because it's not be'etzem a chavitz that's osi lahashil, which automatically the tfisin such a chavitz is avur the bayom and you're not a mugzik bechlal. It's a chavitz that's not osi lahashil. So you could have a din mugzik in that chavitz. It's just if we know that it was lent to you, then you can't say you bought it. But if you say you returned the taka and then you rebought it, the vadi nemot. Because the feed varecha, that that you've been maxing the chavitz now, is a new tfisa. It wasn't the original tfisa b'teira sheila. The mele, that's the havan in Rabbeinu Tam. That if you're neman to say that you're maxer without edim, like the maskon of Rabba, that a mafkid eitz chaveri be'edim, ain't tzarech lahachzir be'edim, so now the uman is believed to say that he returned it, because he's neman lahachzir without edim. Once he's neman to say that he returned it, he could say that chazarti v'lekachti, I went and took it back. Ah, you say to me, how could you say chazarti v'lekachti an uman ein lechazaka, because we assume that it came to you b'teras umnis? That's not the yisoid of chesem etalton. You say the din is because you could tie. And now I am be'etzem a muzik on the chayfitz. If now I got it b'teiras, not b'teiras umnis, I could be be'etzem a muzik in the chayfitz. So then I could be nemo to say lekuchihi biyodi. The fi zeh, we could have a little better havana in the words of the Rashbam in the beginning of the sugya, when he was explaining on daf memheim and all from the bottom the shita of Rabba, that a uman is neman to say lekuchi biyodi with the miguv lahadam, he says, normally an uman is holding it for the bailim, so he can't have a chazaka. He says, motzi omar, the uman could say, motzi omar uman, ein charogel sakein migodecha etzli. And the wording is difficult. Motzi omar uman, the uman could say, is he an uman that's rogel sakein migodecha etzli, or he's not an uman? Do you always need to have that he is an uman dafke that's not rogel sakein etzlicha? But the few we're explaining, possibly the Rishbam means not that we're talking dafkin uman that he's not rogel etzloi, and only in that case you're neman. The kavanah of the Rishbam is to say that the rabbi held that uman could have a chazaka when tain of lekuchi biyadi miguv lahadam, because since it's possible to have an uman that you are not rogel sakin etzloi, so then there's no chisarin in the etzem tvisa. If there's no chisarin in the etzem tvisa, so you can be nem with a migu. Like Rabbeinu Tam is saying that you could be neman to say chazarti v'lekachti mimcha. The Avadal Maskana, by argues in Avadal Maskana, we do say there's a chisarin of an uman, and ain't like chazaka if we know that you're holding a b'teiras uman. But that's only if you got it b'teiras uman. Rabbeinu Tam said if you could say chazarti v'lekachti, so now your tfisa is not a tfisa of an uman. If it's not a tfisa of an uman, so your taka could be neman. And that's also Miyashiv, the Kashi we spoke out from the Rishash and the Rishbam, that he asked, that it's mashed from his words, that by Edim v'loy rod, the chilik between Uman and somebody else. What's the chilik between an Uman and somebody else? The answer is somebody else, not an Uman. There's no, even though there's no echoch that it is, but he's a mukzik. There's no chesaron that's in tvisa. An Uman, where there's no ches metalton, it's a chesaron that's in tvisa. So Vada wouldn't help, wouldn't help a migu. But again, it's with the same yisoid that if you get a b'teiras Uman, then there's a chesaron. In the etzem tfisa, you're holding it before the bailim, and like the Tumim said, that blies a migul ha'itzi. But if you can say that chazarti because I'm mafkets chaver beidim and tzorch lachzir beidim and lakachti emenas, I returned it to the bailim, I took it back. Now I took it back, not b'teiras uman. If I took it back, not b'teiras uman, so right now I'm mukzik. Once I'm considered a mukzik, so then I'm neman midin chesks metaltin. And about it's all bit siruf that the say that the ches metaltin is not stamba based fully on a haychacha. If it will be based fully on Nechocha, Lamaisa, you're an Uman, and Lamaisa, originally you got this Chayfetz, B'teiras Umnes. So what does it help? Say Chazati B'lakachti. But if the Yisayit is that it's Chaser in your Tfisa, so if he could fix that, we could say that now you are a Mugzik, because Chazati returned it, V'lakachti, amen, and then you rebought it, so now you are considered a Mugzik in the Chayfetz, and mainly it'll be Neman to say that Lekuchihi now be Yadi. Let's move on to the next Gemara. Towards the bottom of the Amud, Amalei Abayi L'Rova, To achvi lecho ramoi de pumbadisa. Come, I'll show you the ramoi de pumbadisa. My of what they do. Amalei havli sarbaloi. The fellow uman, the balbai says to the uman, give me my coat. Lehoit, the uman says lehoit dvar meolam. So he says the balbai says oisli sahadi. I've eaten the chazuga boch that saw it by you. Amalei, so the uman says ahu achrinav was a different one. So he says, Afkinu, take it out. Nechzina, we'll see it. Amalei, Ivra, the Emes, I'm not going to let me Afkinu, I'm not taking it out. And Amalei, Rava said, Shaprik Amalei. Rava said he had a right. Not only, the Rishbam explains, not only the Uma in this particular case, Amalei Pumbadisa could do it, anybody could do it. They're right, they're correct to do it. That even Kshem Shem Yisrael Yechayin Lassus came not to bring out the article and let the Edom see it. We go to Mevam and Bey, it's because Roa Tanya. The din that you can't taina, Lekuchi Biyadi, you have no migu, is only if it's Roa Talise Biyadu Uman. You see it right now by the Uman. And you see it by Edom. But this, you didn't see the Talis Biyadu Uman. And the Edom also, when they saw, they were not marker if this is the Talis or this is not the Talis. The Rajma asks in the Gemara, what's the Machlik Zabai and Ravi here? Abaya said, come and I'll show you the Ramoy de Pumbadisa, and Rava said that he had a right to say, to not show the Chayfetz. L'chayr l'halacha, Abaya and Rava both agree that Ro'a Tanya, that means without Ro'a, then he has a migu. With Ro'a, he doesn't have a migu, so L'chayr is right that he didn't want to go and show the Chayfetz. But Abaya told Rava that Pumbadisa is Ramoy Tuva. So what did Rava say back to him? So the Rajba learns that Abaya held that since there are Eden that saw the Chayfetz, and he tainas that it was a different Chayfetz, and it's not the chayfetz that you're claiming, and he doesn't want to be mighty the chayfetz, so it looks suspicious. It looks like he's a rabbi. It looks like something's wrong. Why did you want to show the chayfetz? This is not the real chayfetz to show it, and we'll see that it's not the right chayfetz. So therefore, we're kayfenais lahitzi chayfetz in order that the Edom should be able to recognize it. Because what loss will he have when he be mighty the chayfetz? If it's Behemoth, it's his chayfetz, and it's not the chayfetz that belongs to the Baal Bayis, Hanachanami, so what is he going to lose? But Rava holds that ain't kaifen lohitzi because it's possible that really it's not his own chayfetz. Taki has to give it up, and then so why is he holding on to it for? He's only holding on to it because they had an argument about the amount that had to be paid. It was machlekes lagabi de ktsitsa. If you're going to force him to be mighty the chayfetz, so you're going to cause him a loss. How are you going to cause the Uman a loss if he's mighty the chayfetz? Because then he's not going to have any migu to claim what he feels was the right ktsitsa, with a migu that he could say that the chayfetz is not yours. But if once he shows the chayfetz, and the chayfetz is determined by Eden to be the Baal HaBayis, and now he's stuck, and now they're just going to argue about the ktsitsa, and he's not going to have this migu. The Ritva says the same thing, like the Rashba, that there was a previous argument between the balabayas and the uman legabe the amount of the payment, what's supposed to be part of the payment, how much supposed to pay or not. And therefore, he held back showing the chayfet, so he should be able to have his migu. If he can't this way, if it's loy ros, he has a migu that he could say ladam. He could say the different tainus. But if he's going to show the chayfet, then we're going to know it belongs to the balabais, and the woman has no migu. Once the woman has no migu, his position is significantly weaker. Klape the balabais. So that's the reason why he didn't want to show it out. Al kolponim. It's Masha from Rava that if he's made to the chayfetz with Nei the Edim, then he's talking not going to be Neman to say the Ktsitsa was according to what he felt the Ktsitsa was, the higher price that he's owed with a Migu. So the Rajma asks, why? L'chayra, he has a Migu. Just because he's made to the chayfetz, his Migu could say that La'adam, L'chayra Dvar Mi'oilam. So believe me that I didn't have to be Maitzi the Chayfetz. Even when you Maitzi the Chayfetz, you show the Chayfetz, and the Edom say, yeah, this is the Chayfetz that the Balabayas gave you. But he should be believed to say, okay, it's Taka the Chayfetz, but we made up a certain price, and believe me on that price, with a Migu that I did not have to be Maitzi the Chayfetz, and I would have tied a Lahadam. So the Rajma answers that since originally he tied it, and now he's being Maitzi the Chayfetz, and the Edim recognize the Chayfetz. So what does that show? That shows that the original time, what he said originally, Lehoi Dvar Mi'olam, is not true. That's what happened in this case. He says, Lehoi Dvar Mi'olam. It's not Emes. He showed the Chayfetz, and the Chayfetz Taka belongs to the Balabais. So he has a din of a Huchzik Kafrin. So we now see that he's Kafir, he denies money, he loses his Nemonis. And the Mele won't be Nemon with a Migu. And that's why he doesn't want to show the Chayfetz, because if he's going to show the Chayfetz, he Taka loses his migu. I mean, you have to say, according to the Rajba, that either tain al hadam and bezdin, because if you tain in chutz le bezdin, you don't have a din of ozei kafrin. The Bemis, the Rosh in Shuvis in Klal Kufvav Simbei says that since the Edom saw the chayfets before they came to bezdin, they also he loses his migu. You don't say a migu chutz le bezdin. The Shulchan Aruch passed like that in Simen Kufla Megimel Siv Gimel that imro edim achayfets biyad hamachzik. If the edim saw the object, there'll later be a fight about. They'll be in question. They saw it biyad hamachzik koydim shetovay hamaar ledin before the maarer was teveya the machzik to bezdin. So afilo omalem koydim shereu. Even if he says to them before he showed him the chayfets deui shno kiyum mushkinli that it's a mashkin by me koreina beishape ro. It's called ro'o. The edim already saw it. Once the Edom already saw it, there's no tain of lahadam. We already know that you're holding it b'teiras ha'uman, and Mimela wants to know you're holding b'teiras ha'uman, so you're not going to be able to fight about the ktsitsa. The Ramah passed like that also. And the pshat is, like we're saying, because whatever you tain chutz the bezin is nothing, and Mimela has a din of ra. The next sugya on Amid Beis is the sugya of Oris Ein Lei Chazaka. And Rav Yechon explained that Oris Ein Lei Chazaka is talking about Arisei Botei Ovis, which the Rishbam explains, that the rogel to be shamer the sodas themselves and vaviseyan, and you can't exchange them in other arisim. Memela, the ein lei chazaka. The Rajman and the Ran point out that the Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin later says that a ben oris yesh lei chazaka, and it's also talking about arisei bati ovis. L'chayra, why do they have a chazaka? L'chayra, the oris himself, yefshel esalkoi. So they say that only the oris himself, yefshel esalkoi, but l'achish ameis, misalkin es habonim. Memela, they could have a din chazaka. The Gemara continues, and Rav Nachman said that Oris shahirid arisin tachtov yesh lechazaka. If he hires other arisin, they have a chazaka. My timed leovit inish denochsi arisei la'are v'shasik. You don't allow other arisin to enter your land, and you without a macho. And on Rabbi Yechanan, Oris shecholak la'arisin ein lechazaka. If you let it, if you divide it to arisin, it's ein lechazaka. In the chila between Oris shecholak la'arisin and the previous memra of Oris shahirid arisin tachtov, whereby hayir darisin tachn yesh lechazaka and cholak darisin ein lechazaka, we find three mahalchim in the Rishonim in what the chilik is. The Rishbam learns that in both cases we're talking about that new arisin came that were not there before, and oris shahirid arisin tachtov means that the first oris himself was mistalik, left, and he didn't work with them. And therefore, it's a chazaka for the new arisim because the balabais usually is not shaysik when he sees new people come into his field and start working. He's afraid that maybe there'll be makalkal the field. Mashenka, the other member of cholik larisin, the kavana is where the oris harishain still remains to work together with them. And therefore, there's no chazaka. Now, although Chazaki is Machmas Achilus Peris Aidea Cherim, and not Machmas maybe Mekalkal the Sada, but over here, since he's Machbid of them being there, maybe they're Mekalkal, so then he should have been Moicha on Achilus Peris too. The Ramban and the Ran learn differently. They learn that Hiris Arisim means that you appointed new Arisim, and that's why there is a Chazaka. But Chilik La Arisim means that these Arisim were already there. They already were the Arisim of the Baal Bais. He just divided the field to different parts and gave each Aris his Chilik. So the difference between Hirid or Chilik is whether we're talking about new Arisim or the old Arisim. In the Rambam, Hilchos Toyim V'Nitin, Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, L'chor is mashma like this pirush of the Ran, and the Magen Mishnah over there brings the Rashbam and says the Rambam is like the Rashbam. But the Kesef Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah say that the Rambam is not mefarish the Rashbam, L'chor. He's mefarish that the Chilik is whether or not we're talking about old Arisim or new Arisim. Rabbeinu Yoina says a third way, that Moirid Arisim Tachtov, where the din is Yesh the Chazak, is talking about that they gathered all the pairs to their bias to the house and they took them for themselves. Therefore, the Baal Bias should have been Moich. If he's quiet, Avad, they have a Chazakah. How does he allow all the Arisim to take all the pairs to their property, to their homes? Cholak Arisim just means that they took their Chelik of the pairs, the Chelik which is Magil or Oris. But the Chelik of the Baal Bias got. And therefore, Avad is no Chazakah because they behaved like a normal Oris behaves. The next Gemara discusses a shaila if an oris could be made for the bailim, or maybe he's considered a negea. Sholach le'Rav Nachman Rav Chizna le'Rav Nachman Yaakov yilamdenu Rabbeinu. Oris made or ain't made? Is an oris able to be made l'toivas habailim k'neged ma'ar or t'imaimid the karka b'yad habailim? Or do we say he's a negea b'edus because he's nena from the peiris of the soda? Oris made and oris could be made. V'atanya ainoi made, and the Gemara answers like Kasha Hodika Peira Baara, V'adaleka Peira Baara. If there are still peiris in the ground, Ratan Rishbam learns that means that the oris did not yet take his chelik, so he cannot be made because it's nichale to take ubiyad ruven. He would want it to stay by the bailim. Because if the ma'ar is going to take it, then the ma'ar will also take the peiris like a nigzal, and mainly he'll be left without any peiris. Means the Rishbam learns that not only are we discussing that there are no peiris, the Rishbam also adds that the oris, the bechlal, was not matriach in this karka. Like a peir ba'ara means that there are no peiris, and therefore there's no negias, and he was not even matriach bechlal in this karka. And therefore he has nothing to gain with this aid is to say that the land remains by the bailim and not by the ma'ar. And that's the chile between ika peiro and leka peiro. The Meiri and the Tur in Siman Lamed Zayin and Mavayr that the Rishbam was bothered that even if there are no peiris in the karka, still the oris should have a negia. What would the oris and negia be? Because if the ma'ar is going to take the soda, then the balabayas will pay the oris only his expenses. But if the land remains by the Baal Bais, so then the Baal Bais will pay the oris all that the karka was mashbiach. The increase in value to the karka will go also to the oris according to his percentage. And therefore, the Rashbam is mevayer that we're speaking about that the karka was not mashbiach bichlal. So it's not sufficient just to say that there are no peiris now in ground that the oris has to take. He asked Rashbam to also add that he was not matriach ba bechlal in this field, so Meili has nothing to gain by the keeping the karka by the bailim, and Meili has a right to say edus l'toivas ha bailim neged the ma'ar. The Raman ois kufayin gimel is mevar that if the ma'ar is going to be zeiche, so then he's going to be mechuyev to pay the oris to hoitzois his expenses. And therefore, the oris is not choshed l'shaker, because either way, he's going to receive what's due to him. He's not going to be mafsid his etzois, even though he's going to be mafsid the pears that would have grown. But since it's not bor, it's not clear that there'll be a lot of pears that will grow, so he's not going to say a non-truth, misafik. He's not sure, bechlal, if there'll be pears or the amount of pears that he's expecting. Only if there are already pears in the field. And now he's mafsid those pears practically, therefore we're choshish that'll be mishaker. The Bach and the Prishan Simon Lamed Zayin ask, Lefi the Shita of the Rashbam, why is the Gemara mechalik between Ika Peira and Leka Peira? Lachay, we just explained, according to the Rashbam, it's not sufficient to say that's Leka Peira in order to take away the Negias of the Aris. The Gemara should have said and been mechalek that where the Aris was Tarach, he is an Egeh B'Dover, and when he was not Tarach, he's not an Egeh B'Dover. In other words, it could have said, Idi v'idi b'dleka peira, kan she'aris Tarach, v'kan she'loi Tarach. And they answer that that's really included in the Gemara's teretz. Hod ikah peiros lav davka peiros. It means that he was matriach in the karka until the karka was mashbach, until the karka became worth more, had a shvach. And leka peiros means that there's no shvach because he was not torach. He was not torach in the karka. Male is leka peiros, and there's no hishbiach. Ben Yain and the Rajman the Meiri asked that even if there's no peiros in the karka, and also he did not work. And L'chair, we explain according to the Rashbam that Mimeil is no Negias, not Mitzad the Peres, and not Mitzad his Tircha. So, but still there's a Negias for the Oris, Machmas, all the work that he did in the previous years. Because if it becomes clear that this Karka is stolen, and the Ma'ar is going to get the Karka and not the Bailim, so the Oris is going to have to be Machzir, all the Peres from previous years to the Ma'ar that he took Shloi Kedin. All those Peres were really belonging to the Ma'ar, not to the Balabais. The halacha is a balabayas that's meir the oris to a karka she'ena shaloi. The din is hodra arav hodra peri. You have to return the land. You have to also return the peris. Like somebody who rents a house to somebody else, to a friend, that the renter is going to have to give the meischiris to the ma'ar. So Rabbeinu Yoin and the Rashba and Meiri are asking that we still didn't solve the problem of taking away the negias of a oris. Enoch Hanami, there's no peris. And Enoch Hanami, he was not matriach in the karka. But still, what about the back pay? What about the peris that he ate till now? And therefore, the oris always has a negia to be made edus sheker and keep the karka biyad habaylim and not in the hands of the ma'ar. Rabbeinu Yoin answers that it's speaking about an oris that did not take peiros in the previous years, because otherwise Enoch Hanami would have a negia. Rabbeinu Yonah is another teretz that we're talking about that the Ein do not know that the Oris was Oichel peiros b'shanim akoidmais, and therefore, since it's not known al pi Eidim, the Oris is Neman on his own to testify and say that he ate Mishel Balabayas because the field belonged to the Balabayas, not the Ma'ar. With a migu, they could have said, Loi Ochalti. In other words, although the Oris is being Maida that he ate Peres, we can't be mighty those Peres because he's Neman Lefizet to testify that the Karka belongs to the Balabayas because he has a migu, he could have said, Loi Ochalti. And the Meiris is a third teretz that is a chil between an oris and a seicher. Because since the schar of the oris is because of his tircha in the karka, his avoida, his work, his effort that he's doing to enhance the karka, that's why he gets paid. So he does not have to pay to the ma'ar. It's not considered like he took something from the ma'ar. It's like he took from the karka, machmas tirchosei. In other words, when you rent a house, so the rent is the shtamshus of the karka, is the value of the karka, or it's the value of the house, and if it's nizbar that this house now belongs to a ma'ar and not to the one you rented it from, so the rent is due now to the ma'ar. Mashen came by an oris, the gains that he receives are really from his tircha in the karka. It's as if he earned it and he created those gains. Memela, even if now the karka goes to the oris, still we will not make him pay. It goes to the ma'ar. We will not make the oris pay the ma'ar for the past payris that he had already received. In summary, in the Shitas of Rashbam, the reason why there's no negias for an oris to be made that the karka is the balabayas and not the ma'ar is, number one, there are no payris. Like a pair bara. Number two, there's no tircha, so there's no concern in the fact that he was working in the ground in the karka that he should be compensated for. And number three, that we're not worried about the back payros either because he never took payros, or there was no aid that he had the payros and he's believed with a migu, or because an oris inherently is different than a seicher, and a mela he doesn't have to pay back the payros that he already ate to the now new owner, the ma'ar, because those payros were what he earned and what he created from the karka itself. There's one more shaila in the Gemara that the Rajman Ritva asks, that what's the nafkamina to the oris who owns the field? What difference does it make, even if there would be payers in the field, if it belongs to the balabayas or if it belongs to the ma'arer? Isn't there a halacha that by asado hasuya lita, a field that's normally planted, that if you yoyrid shalei b'shus, if you personally goes down into that field and plants shalei b'shus, that he's noitel ka'aris, that he takes, gets paid like an aris, over here, that he was married him as an aris, mitzvah, it's asada hasuya lita. If it's mitzvah, asada hasuya lita, so then why does the Gemara have to mechalek and say that hodika peyre baro, the leka peyre baro. When is an oris made? When there's leka peyre baro. But if there would be peyre baro, so oris cannot be made. What's the nafkamina? There never should be even any negias legabe the oris, because he always is going to receive his fair share as an oris, even if it would but now the karka belong to the ma'ar. He's not any different than the yoyer l'seich stei chaveri in the soda asuyalita, that the din is that he has a right to take like an oris. So what's nafkamina if the nigzal is going to take the karka? Anyway, he's going to have to pay him like an aris, like a yerl sodi asuidita shlei bershus. And lemaisa, the Kavitz Shurim in Ois Kuf Tzadik Vav points out that Toysis bavorns the shayla. Toysis says we're talking about arei shlei bershus yorad v'yodel tachtoina, and Toysis mefarish that we're talking about a soda she'eino asuyalita. And that's why Tais says Yada Oris Al Tachtoina if he's Yorid Shalei Bershus. And the male it's Miyushiv the Rashba's Kasha, because since we're talking about Sodash Eina Asuyalita, so if he's a Yorid Shalei Bershus, if it's Nizbar that the Karka belongs to the Ma'ar, it'll be Yod Al Tachtoina, and Itaka will not receive payment like a regular Oris. And maybe the Mara has to say that the reason why there's no Negias for this Oris is because Leka Peira Ba'ara, but otherwise Itaka would be stuck. And we would have a negis. The Chasam Sofer and the Memheim and Al Dimaschav of Omar and Rabbi Chanan say that the Teretz that Tosis brings earlier on Daf Membeis and Membeis Dimaschav Shmach, that even by a soda ho asuya lita, if he's yard shalei b'shus, he doesn't take like an oris, he takes like a kablon. So anyway, it won't be shver this kasha, because over here he has an negias, because he wants to take like an oris and not like a kablon. And mainly, you don't have to say that we're talking about a soda she'ena asuya lita. Even if it's a soda asuya lita, he wouldn't have taken like an oris. And mainly, he wants to say edus and keep the land by the balabayas to be able to take like an oris. So mainly, the kasha is also fanford. The Rashi and Ritva add, there's nafkamina legabi peiris that were not yet ripe. That an oris is not going to be mekawal from the ma'ar, the shvach that will eventually come. The peiris are not yet ripe, but they will grow and become ripe, and they'll become more expensive, and they're worth more, they have more value. If the ma'ara gets the land, the oris will not get that. So the Gemara's kavana when it says, or the ika peira ba'ara, is that we're talking about peiris that were not yet fully ripe. They were not godlu kol tzarkom. And they still have to be yoinik, they still have to be nourished from the karka. So in Mela, there's negias. He wants that the balabayas should remain here. And once the balabayas remains here, the peiris grow on their own, and then he gets a much greater chelik. And the Gemara says, Hadaleka peir bara, when the Gemara says that that's where there's no negias, no peir bara, it means that the peirs do not need to be yoinik from the sada any longer. And in Mela, there's no negias for the oris if the ma'ar is going to get the karka or is not going to get the karka. In summary, we have three ways to answer the kasha that what's enough gemina to the oris, who owns the field, whether it's the balabayas or it's the ma'ar, either way, he will receive like an oris, because a yoyrid, lisoda asuilita, shalei b'shus, is noitel ka'oris. Either, like Tosis explains, the teretz is because we're talking about a soda she'ein asuilita, and mainly he would lose out. Or like the Chasam Sefer points out that even Nasada Suyalita, there's a Shitza Taisus that you don't get like an Oris, only like a Kablin. Or like the Rashman Ritva say, there's Nafkamina Legabi, the pears that didn't yet come ripe. Those pears that are not fully ripe, you're not going to have any Chelikin at all if the Ma'ara gets the Soda. The Gemara continues towards the bottom of the Amud, and it brings Tanur Rabban and Orev made Loivev Udisli Arachriti, and Malve made Loiv Udisli Arachriti, and Lekeach Rishen made Lekeach Sheni Udisli Arachriti. Or Lekeach Rishen can be made for Lekeach Sheni. That means, according to the way the Rashbam explains it, that Reuven sold two fields, one to Levi, who's the Lekeach Rishen, and the second field to Yehuda, who's the Lekeach Sheni. And somebody else comes and is being ma'ar on the field of Yehuda to say that it's a sada gzula. So Levi could say edus against the ma'ar to keep the land by Yehuda only in a case where yesh isli arachriti means that Yehuda has another land. So if Yehuda has another karka, so the, if there comes along a Baal Choyv, that Baal Choyv will collect that karka, the other karka from Yehuda, and then Mela Levi has no negias, because the Baal Choyv is not going to come to him anyway. The Baal Choyv will either collect the karka that's in question, that Yehuda is claiming is his, and Reuven is claiming it was his, and the Ma'ar is saying it was stolen, and on that Levi could be made for Yehuda, and even if that land gets lost and goes to the Ma'ar, but Yehuda still has another land to be able to pay the Baal Choyv. And that's why Yehuda, Levi can be made for Yehuda. But that's only when there is a karka, but if there's no karka acheres, then the lekeach rishon cannot be made, because with choishish, then maybe the meicher will, the meicher has a Baal Choyv, and the Baal Choyv will take it away from him. Taisis mefarish, that we're talking about, that the lekeach rishon, which is in this case Levi, is choishish, that maybe the karka that he has, that he bought from Reuven, is gezula. And mainly, as an Negias, he wants that the karka that's in question by Yehuda should remain by Yehuda, by the Lekeach Sheni, in order that if his own karka is found out to be a Sada, which is Gezula, and he got duped, he bought a karka Gezula, he'll be able to go and get the other karka from Yehuda. So Lefizeh, we're talking about that the Lekeach Rishon was kind of Bachrayas. And in such a case, not only can the Lekeach Rishon not be made for the Lekeach Sheni if there's no other karka, but Lekeach Sheni also cannot be made for the Lekeach Rishon unless the Meicher has another karka. Because if the Ma'ar is going to take the land from the first Lekeach, so he'll collect it from the Lekeach Sheni. So the Meicher will have to have, he only can say Eidus if he knows he can go back to the original Balabayas. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidus, Perek Tesvav Alocha Vav, brings the din of Lekeach Rishon is made for the Lekeach Sheni. And the Ktzais in Siman Lamed Zayin, Sivkot and Vav, says that the Rambam goes like Tosfos, that the Lekeach Rishon is made for the Lekeach Sheni. The Ravid is Masig, and he says, Davkash Kshaso Apoitiki. The Shach in Siman Lamed Zayin, Sivkot Yidches, asks that the words of the Ravid are Tmuim. What does it have to do with Aso Apoitiki or not? So the Shach explains the Ravid that we're talking about the Lekeach Rishon is being made neged a Baal Choyv that's coming to take away the karka from the Lekeach Sheni. In other words, not that the Rambam is mefarish like the Rashbam, that he's being made neged a Ma'ar. The way the Rashbam explained it, there's a Lekeach Rishon is Levi, the Lekeach Sheni is Yehuda, and a Ma'ar comes and says that that land that Yehuda has is really his, it was a Sadek Zula, and Levi is being made to be maimed that karka biyad Yehuda neged the Ma'ar that taina that the field was stolen from him. The Shach is explaining that the Ravid understood that's not the case. The case was that the Lekeach Rishon Levi is being made that the land is Yehuda's neged a Baal Choyv. A Baal Choyv is coming to be turned from the Sheni, so there he's being made neged him. So on that, the Ravid says that if the Meicher has a different karka with Lekeach, could go ahead, and then the Lekeach is made neged a Baal Choyv, because then he has no negis, because even if the land gets taken away from Yehuda, he won't go back now to Levi, because it's still another karka by the Meicher. The Meicher has another karka, so the Baal Choyv will go back to the Meicher. So Levi is in any case not concerned. But the Ravid had a kasha. That's true. So if the Meicher Taka has, the Meicher is the Leiva, has another karka, and anyway the Baal Choyv will go back and collect that karka. And that's how you're explaining why Levi has no negiyas to be made for Yehuda. Because even if the Baal Choyv is going to take it from Yehuda, he won't go back to Levi, he'll go back to the Meicher. But if that's the case, that means really there are nechasim b'nei chayrim by the Meicher. There's still nechasim necheirim by the Meicher after he sold the karka to the Lekeach Sheni. So why is the Baal Choyv bechlal going to the Lekeach Sheni? Why doesn't he go to the nechasim of the Meicher, which is the nechasim necheirim? The klal always is, the mevakim sheish nechasim necheirim, you don't collect from the Shabbatim. So how does the case make sense? So for that, the Ravid explained that we're talking about an apaitiki. That means the karka that the Lekeach Sheni bought was an apaitiki for the Baal Choyv. So if it was an apaitiki for the Baal Choyv, so that means that the Baal Choyv has a right to collect his Choyv dafka from that karka by the Lekeach Sheni, and he doesn't have to go back to the Meicher. And mainly, even though the Rabbanei Chayrin is no, he's going to collect from the Lekeach Sheni. And still, the Lekeach Rishon is able to be made for the Lekeach Sheni, because since Lamaisev, that karka does get taken away, and the Lekeach Sheni goes back to the Meicher, there is karka by the Meicher to replace it, and the Lekeach Rishon is never going to be affected, and he has no negius. So that's pshat in what the Shach means, and how the Shach explains the Ravid Hasaga of Davka Shaso Apeitiki. But what did the Rambam hold? The Rambam, you could say, held that the Nigzal is coming to be ma'ar to be terror for lekeach sheni. He could have learned that the case was simple. That the reason why lekeach rishon is made for lekeach sheni is we're talking about a case where ma'ar comes and he says that this land that's by the lekeach sheni by Yehuda is really mine and was a sada gazula, and the lekeach rishon can be made against him. And the no negias for the lekeach rishon to be made against him because there's anyway another karka, so he's not going to come back at the lekeach rishon. But lefi zeh, you don't have to say it's speaking about apaytiki. So then the Rambam doesn't have to didn't mention apaytiki, and the taka could learn without apaytiki, and you still have a case where the lekeach rishon can be made for the lekeach sheni in a case where there's ara achriti. Toisvis asks on the Rishbam that what does it help that if there's arachriti, that the lekeach rishon now can be made for the lekeach sheni. L'chayr, maybe there's a greater chayv that's equal, or another chayv where the chayv is so big that it's equal connected both karkois that are by the lekeach sheni. So although the lekeach sheni has taken another karka, but why doesn't the lekeach rishon have an negias? If he's not going to be made that this land that's in question that the Ma'ara says is Gzula, Taka belongs to the Lekeach Sheni, so then the Baal Chayiv will come and will take away the Karka, a different Karka, but maybe the other Karka is not enough. Karka Achrit is not going to help. That other Karka is not enough for the Chayiv. Maybe the Chayiv is so great that it'll take away this Karka too. And if it takes away this Karka and that Karka, so now he's going to come back to you to the Lekeach Rishon, so you might have Negias. Because whenever there's no Karka, the Lekeach Rishon can't be made. It's Chayshish that the Meicher has a Baal Chayiv that's going to collect from him. So how do you know that it's enough having karkachrita to be able to pay up all the chayvis of the moicher? So the Ran and the Ramban say that we're speaking about that there's a chayv yedua connected karka achas, and we're not chayshish for a chayv she'en yedua. So if we're not chayshish for any other chayvis that are not yedua, so then there's nothing to worry about, because whatever the chayvis are, we know whatever chayvis there are connected that other karka, and if they connected the karka, so we have nothing to about the lekeach rishon has no concern that there's another bal chayv in question that will come back and take his land. Mainly, even if this land that's by Lekeach Sheni is considered Gezula, but there's another land for the Baal Chayv, and there's no other issues, no other Chayvis. The Rishbam is talking mashma that there is no Chayv Yedua in the Maschal Ara. And really, the other Rishayin, like the Miri and others, being Machlaikis, if you talk a Chayshish for Chayv Sheni Yedua, you're not Chayshish. Lamaisa Tosis argues in the Rishbam, and Tosis learns that the Lekeach Rishon is Chayshish, that maybe the karka, his own Karka is Gezula, and therefore he wants that the Lekeach Sheni should have a Karka, so that if his Karka is Taka found out to be Gezula, he can go back and collect the Karka from the Lekeach Sheni. And we're talking about, obviously, that he bought it by Achrayis. Why is he more concerned for a Karka Gezula? Why is the Lekeach Rishon more concerned that maybe his Karka that he bought from the Meicher is Gezula, more than suspecting that there's not other Bali Chayvis, and that way he'll lose his karka? So Rabbeinu Yonah explains, because a Stam Chayv is Nifras, paid up in money that the Lev himself pays, and therefore he's not really worried that there are other Bali Chayvis that are not going to be paid up. He's more worried that maybe the karka that he bought is Gezula.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.